الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون. صدق الله، صدق الله مولانا العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Respected ulama kiram, elders and brothers, it is the grace of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has allowed us to witness this new Islamic year 1447 and witness the Mubarak and blessed month of Muharram. When a new month would set in, among the du'as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make, one of the du'as was, Alhamdulillahi alladhi dhahaba bi shahri kadha وَجَاءَ بِشَهْرِ كَذَا. All praise belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has allowed a certain month to terminate, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought in a new month. Through the month, a person goes through different experiences. A person would have to leave home. He would have to go out. Sometimes he would have to travel. So many different things happen in that month. So many mishaps could have fallen. So many problems could have come about. The person could have been hurt. He could have been injured. He could have lost his life. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was so kind and compassionate that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected the person. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought him to completion and allowed him to see a new month. And in the same manner, the year that had passed, how many people passed away in that year? How many calamities they were? How many difficulties they were? How many Muslims were oppressed? How many people were bombarded? People lost everything. People lost their families. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was so kind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected us. Remember, everything that happens in this dunya, it happens with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every single thing, every single function in your body functions with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's permission. To such an extent, the ulama explain, a person feels hungry, that is with Allah's permission. If Allah ta'ala did not allow hunger to set in, you would never feel hungry. You get people who don't ever feel hungry. They just force themselves to eat. The person is eating. That act of you eating, that is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's permission. Allah has enabled you to eat. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never enabled you to eat, you would have never been able to eat. That food that is going down your throat, Allah is allowing it to go down your throat. That food that is digesting, Allah is allowing it to digest. That satisfaction that you're feeling after your meals, it is Allah that is creating that satisfaction. It's not the food. People can eat and eat and eat and they never get satisfied. They never feel full. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not allowing it to happen. So every single thing that is happening on the surface of this earth, it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's permission. We are sitting here with the tawfiq of Allah, with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's fazl and grace was not with us, only Allah knows where we would have been. Only Allah knows in which environment we would have been, what would have been our condition. We could have been sitting in some hospital, not knowing what to do, confused. We could have been in a mental home. Only Allah knows what our condition would have been. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has blessed us with all these gifts and favors. At least we should have the decency of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the bottom of our hearts. Alhamdulillah, O Allah. We can never praise you sufficiently. You have been so kind, so merciful to us. Even from now till Qiyamah, if we go into sajda, we will not be able to thank Allah even for one ni'mat. Even one ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we can never thank Him for that. So that is why we have to constantly be making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a very important thing in our lives. So that is what Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us. The month went, the month came. We carry on with our lives like normal. How many people even register that the new month came in? Remember, every day is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every moment in your life is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has given us another opportunity to turn to Him. He has given us another opportunity for us to prepare for the akhirat. Another opportunity to make tawbah. Another opportunity to draw from His treasures. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is blessing us. Don't take this to be trivial. Don't take it to be small. This is a very great gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the money in the world cannot pay for this gift. Man, when Malakul Maut came to take his ruh away, he came to take his life away, if he puts all the money in the world in front of Malakul Maut, is Malakul Maut going to leave him? It's not going to leave him. So all the money in the world cannot buy this life and this ni'mat and favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This good health that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with. Sheikh Saadi rahmatullahi alayhi, he says every time you inhale and you exhale, it is incumbent on you to make two shukrs. Every time you inhale and exhale, the whole day, how many times? Thousands of times. The person is inhaling, he's exhaling. How many people even regard this to be a ni'mat? The mere fact that Allah is allowing me to breathe, every time your heart is beating, it's a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is allowing that to happen. Every single function in our bodies, functions we never even heard of, we never even dreamt of. Allah protect us only the day when the thing stops working, then we know that this function was there in our body. Then you'll realize, hey, what a great ni'mat. I didn't even know that this function was in my body. And because of that, there was so much of ease and so much of comfort. So let us thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Muharram is one of the four sacred months in the Islamic calendar. Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah, Muharram. These three come successively, they come together, and then Rajab. So these are 4 months that even in the past, Anbiya alayhimus salam would educate their people and their ummats about these 4 months. That these 4 months, you need to increase your good deeds and you need to take special care in not falling into any sin. No sin at all. Because the rewards are multiplied and as well as the punishment is also multiplied. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with this month of Muharram. And in the month of Muharram, the best day, the greatest day, is the day of Ashura, the 10th of Muharram, that will start on Saturday night and Sunday, inshallah. That is the day of Ashura. This is the greatest day in the month of Muharram. And a day that has got great virtues to it. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was in Makkah Mukarramah, prior to migrating to Madinah Munawwara, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would fast on the day of Ashura. Even the pagan Arabs, they would fast on the day of Ashura. So some ulama mentioned why they would fast, is that sometime in the days of ignorance, these people committed some major crime and sin. So they did not know what to do about it. People of the past, they had some consciousness also. They committed something serious. They were worried. There's going to be consequences. Remember, this dunya, there's consequences. You can do what you want to do. The consequences are coming, whether it's going to be immediate or ultimate. Or if you think you got away from it in the dunya, when your eyes closes, when you go into the next realm, then you're going to see the consequences. That is why constantly we need to be making tawbah. Always asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Tawbah must be a constant feature in our lives. Always making tawbah. Istighfar tawbah, Allah ta'ala forgive us. We are sinful. Acknowledge it, accept it. Don't now try to cover up and justify the wrong we are doing. No, accept it, acknowledge it. We are sinful, we are weak. Allah ta'ala forgive us. Give us tawfiq to change. And make that intention that one day we will change. So these people committed some major sin, and then they referred to the Jewish rabbis at the time, that what should we do? So they advised them that fast on this day of Ashura. If you fast on this day, then inshallah this will be an atonement and a means of wiping out that sin. So those people also started fasting. Although we know kuffar and disbelievers, whatever good they do, they will get the benefit only in the dunya. There's no reward for them in the akhirat. When Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to Madinah Munawwara, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam seen the Jews are also fasting. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked them, مَا هَذَا الْيَوْمُ الَّذِي تَسُّمُونَ? What is this day you are fasting? What's the significance? So they said, هَذَا يَوْمٌ عَظِيمٌ. This is a very great day. أَنْجَلَّهُ فِي مُوسَى. In this day Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given Hazrat Musa alayhi salam and his people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given them salvation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed that predicament that was there for years and years. Many years they were under oppression. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this day He gave them salvation, and the tyrant Fir'aun, who thought that he was invincible, who thought that nothing will happen to him. Fir'aun never got sick for hundreds of years. He never even experienced a headache. That's why he made claims, Ana Rabbukumul A'la, you know, I am your supreme Lord. He did not realize that that day is coming for him to fall. And every tyrant, every arrogant person, every proud person, pride will take you nowhere in life. You think you want to be proud, you want to be stubborn, you want to be arrogant, you don't want to listen to anyone, you don't want to take any advice. Don't worry, that day is coming. That day is coming when that person is going to fall very hard. Allah protect us all. Allah protect us from arrogance. Allah protect us from pride. Allah bless us with humility. We must become humble people. Whatever we have, whatever we become, whatever our position be, always be humble. Be humble and ask Allah to bless us with humility. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala drowned Fir'aun. Fir'aun, his whole life, one of the things he boasted about was the control he had over rivers. هَذِهِ الْأَنْهَارِ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِي. See these rivers? They all flow under my supervision. All under my control. This is my country. You know how people speak now. My house this is. This is my car. My money. He'll tell his wife. He'll tell everyone. Nothing is yours. What is yours? Allah gave that to you. Allah can take it away from you. That my must come out from our minds. That's where all the stinginess comes in then. Become stingy. Why? It's mine. Why you must give this? No. Hey, be generous. Allah gave you. You give others. Ahsin. Kama ahsan Allahu ilayk. What people told Qarun? You do good like Allah did good to you. Allah blessed you with something. You bless others. Share it how you can share it. Be kind. Be compassionate. What you holding on to that thing? You're holding on to it. This is mine. Why? Nothing is yours. Everything is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's. So, Fir'aun always boasted, هَذِهِ الْأَنْهَارِ, you know, water. Look at the control. In those days and times now, when there would be severe droughts and people did not have the systems we have got now. So he was boasting. Allah Ta'ala used water to destroy him. You boasted you had control over water. Now we will drown you in water. So he was drowned in the ocean. So this, the Jews then sent Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. They used to, Musa alayhi salam used to fast on this day, out of shukr and thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't ever forget Allah's ni'mats and favors. Don't forget it. We always forget. Man got sick, he came right, he forgot. Baya was so sick, Allah gave me shifa. Man was in a problem, Allah ta'ala took the problem away, he forgot about it. Marraka Allah, Allah ta'ala complains in the Quran, you know, insan, is so ungrateful. وَإِذَا مَسَّ الْإِنسَانَ الدُّرُّ دَعَانَا لِجَنْبِهِ أُقَائِدًا أُقَائِمًا. Insan goes through some difficulty, then he's calling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now all of a sudden the man is reading namaz. Now he's coming to the masjid. Now he got Yasin in his hand. Now he got the tasbih in his hand. Now he's reading. But Allah ta'ala says, then when we remove that calamity, مَرَّكَ أَلَّمْ يَدُنَا, he carries on like he never called us. He's still carrying on with the same bad habits, the same bad qualities, that same pride, that same arrogance continues. What was it? Allah ta'ala, you were so kind to me, I cannot forget it. If someone does that to you, imagine, you went and helped a person out that was in a major difficulty, and you helped him out, and then he just ignores you. He forgets about you. Like as though, he doesn't know you. Will you ever tolerate something like that? Next time you'll never help that person. You say, by that person, next time he comes to me for help, I'll never help him because he could not even acknowledge. Although we should not help people with that intentions. Remember, always when you help someone, help them for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your intentions must never be that the person must show you some sort of gratitude or appreciation. You don't want anything from him. You don't want him to even thank you too. Yes, it is his duty to thank you, but you must not have that desire that people must thank you. But this is our way, this is how we deal with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ni'mats and favors, we forget about it. Few months passed, few years passed, you forgot about it. You forgot that one day you were in a predicament. You forgot that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can put you in another predicament. Allah ta'ala speaks about the kuffar, that those days and times when they were traveling in the sea, and they would come in difficult conditions, then even they would call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They would, that time they'll forget about the idols. They'll forget about their gods. They'll call Allah ta'ala, Allah ta'ala, you help us. Then when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought them to the shore safely, they forgot about it. Allah ta'ala reminds them, Allah can put you back in that same predicament. Innahu huwa yubdi'u wa yu'id. You forgot. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He can bring on the problem from the beginning and He can start it all over again. You thought the problem is sorted. You thought it's solved. You forgot Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can bring the situation again on you. Allah can bring a worse situation on you. A worse situation. You thought now that one thing, but you forgot Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So always make shukr. Anbiya alayhimus salam, they were the beacons of light. They should be our role models. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, his whole life, he never forgot this ni'mat and favor of Allah. He should fast on this day, the day of Ashura, to remind him Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's great ni'mat and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's favor on him. So we also fast on this day. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he told the Sahaba that, and he told his Jews, that in that case we are closer to Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. So if you are fasting, we will also fast. And then at a later point in the life of Rasulullah ﷺ, he told his Sahaba that Khaliful Yahud, these people are fasting, we are fasting because it was a practice of Hazrat Musa a.s., but you oppose them. Sumu yawman qablahu or yawman ba'dahu. You fast one day before or one day after. So if Sunday is the main day to fast, so you'll fast Saturday and Sunday. Or you'll fast Sunday and Monday. And if someone wants to fast all 3 days, then that will even be better. He wants to fast Saturday, Sunday and Monday. Alhamdulillah, the month of Muharram is a Mubarak, blessed month. It is a month wherein rewards are multiplied, sawab is multiplied. So this incident that happened in the life of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, it transpired on the day of Ashura. Imam Ghazali rahmatullahi alayhi, in one of his kitabs, he mentions different things that had happened on the day of Ashura. Perhaps these are taken from either historical reports or Israeli riwayats. One of the things he mentioned is that famous story of Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam. Yunus alayhi salam, due to a miscalculation, a misjudgment, you have to be very careful when you speak about Anbiya. Remember, whenever you're speaking about a Nabi, be very careful of the words you use. So there was a miscalculation, a misjudgment on his side, and he had left the town that he was sent to. Ninua, he was sent to this town, and he left the town, and he boarded a ship or a boat. And here this boat comes to the middle of the ocean. And they see that this boat is in some difficulty. So immediately the people on the boat, they said that someone is here, that maybe because of one person that is in this boat, we are experiencing this difficulty. Some reports have it that the boat was too heavy, so they had to offload one person. A few different reports on this. So then they drew lots, and three times the name of Hazrat Yunus alayhi salam comes up. وَذَنُّونِ إِذْ ذَهَبَ مُغَاضِبًا فَظَنَّ أَلَّا نَقْدِرَ عَلَيْهِ فَنَادَى فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ أَلَّا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ سُبْحَانَكَ إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. He is offloaded into the ocean, and here this huge fish comes and it devours him. Now Yunus alayhi salam is in the belly of the fish. It is the darkness of the ocean, the darkness of the night, and in that condition he makes dua, La ilaha illa anta subhanak inni kuntu minal zalimin. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after mentioning this incident, Allah ta'ala says, فَاسْتَجَبَنَا لَهُ وَنَجَّيْنَاهُ مِنَ الْغَمْ وَكَذَلِكَ نُنْجِي الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. We accepted his dua, we saved him from the difficulty, and like that we will save believers. Remember, when you in any problem, in any predicament, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, La ilaha illa ant, O Allah, there's no one else for us but you. There's no deity but you. There's no one for us to turn to but you. There's no other door for us to knock at but you. Allah ta'ala, you are pure. You have got no restrictions. You have got no limitations. You have got no weaknesses. There's no one that can stop Allah. There's no one that can question Allah. There's no one that can ask Allah. إِنِّي كُنْتُ مِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ. But accept and acknowledge, O Allah, I am from the wrongdoers. It's my actions. My actions that has brought about this situation. It is my amal. It's very easy to blame things on everyone else and everything else. But we forget about our own selves. So Allah Ta'ala, I am begging from you. I am pleading to you. You assist me. You help me in this predicament. You take me out of this problem. And through the barakat of this dua, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala had released Hazrat Yunus Alayhi Salam. According to what Imam Ghazali Rahmatullahi Alayhi mentioned in one of his kitabs, this also happened on the day of Ashura. So remember, this is a Mubarak day. Some narrations mention that فِيهِ يَوْمٌ تَابَ اللَّهُ فِيهِ عَلَىٰ قُومٍ وَيَتُوبُ فِيهِ عَلَىٰ آخَرِينَ. That in this month of Muharram, there is a day referring to the day of Ashura, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted the tawbah of a people, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept the tawbah of others as well. So it's a time for us now to cry to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can read La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minal dhalimeen. Make istighfar, make tawbah. The night starts from, the day of Ashura starts from Saturday night. So from Saturday night, from after Maghrib, a person can already start pleading to Allah, crying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, that incident of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, when he took his people and he left, they left after Maghrib. At night, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent wahi to Musa alayhi salam, an asri bi ibadi laylan, at night you travel. Allah ta'ala also informed him that Fir'aun and his army are going to follow you. Innakum muttaba'un. It's an anti-incident. I don't wish to go into the details of the incident, but around the morning time, they were there by the Red Sea, and they don't know what to do. Hazrat Musa alayhi salam came, Allah Ta'ala sent wahi, travel. Use this route. Travel on this route. They come to the sea. They don't know what to do. So one person, he jumps on his horse. قَالَ رَجُلٌ مُؤْمِنٌ مِّنْ آلِ فِرْعَوْنَ. From the family of Fir'aun, there was a believer. So he goes on his horse, and he's like riding towards the sea to see if there's any pathway that's there. Maybe there's something we cannot see, but he can just see water. He can just see the ocean. He can just see waves. He comes back to Hazrat Musa alayhi salam. Are you sure? Are you sure we're supposed to come this route? This doesn't seem to be any way out here. How are we going to make it? Remember, Allah Ta'ala mentions these incidents over and over in the Quran Sharif to
Build our own yaqeen. Build our yaqeen, build our iman. We have to constantly work on our iman, constantly work on our yaqeen. Our yaqeen has shifted away from Allah Ta'ala to everything else. We've got carried away, we've got blown away with everything else. We forgot about Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, the power of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And here Fir'aun and his army are coming with full force. From a distance, the Bani Israel are seeing them. It's finished now. It's over. There's a sea here. There's Fir'aun and his army. What are we going to do? Where do we go to? What Musa alayhi salam said, by no means. Kalla, never. They're not going to catch us. We're not going to fall in any problem. Inna ma'iya Rabbi. My Rabb is with me. Allah Ta'ala is with me. Allah is going to show me the way out. It's a very, very important thing at any juncture of our lives. Any problem, Allah is with me. Some of the awliya, they repeat this, Allahu hadiri, Allahu naziri, Allahu ma'i. Allah is with me. Allah is watching me. Always, always have that. Allah is with me. As long as I am not doing anything wrong. As long as I'm not breaking the commands of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. As long as I'm not involved in vice and sin. Allah is with me. Allah will guide me. He'll show me a way out. Where it seems to be absolutely no way out. Where it seems to be impossible for you to come out of a situation. Allah will make it possible. Because nothing is impossible for Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And here the wahi comes now. Anidrib bi'asak al-bahr. Just strike your staff onto the ocean. Fanfalaqa. And here the whole ocean opens up. 12 pathways. As though the water solidifies. Comes like mountains. And there's 12 pathways for the 12 tribes of the Bani Israel to cross through. And here they start crossing through. Fir'aun comes, he's reluctant. He doesn't know because he never seen anything like this in his whole life. Remember, these people deep down in their hearts, they know sometimes that this is the truth. But Allah Ta'ala makes it such because it was decreed for him to be destroyed. Fir'aun could have turned back and went back and retained his kingdom and still be a very powerful king and had all the luxuries that he had. But Allah wanted to destroy him. So that's why he and his entire army came in. And here by the time Bani Israel came to the other side of the ocean, and Fir'aun and his entire army come into the precincts of the ocean, here Hazrat Musa alayhi salam is then commanded, again strike your staff onto the ocean. And the whole ocean resumes to normal, and they all are destroyed. So this is a very, very important lesson. Remember, respected friends, we have to learn these lessons, and we have to work on ourselves. We have to work on ourselves and try to become closer to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Follow in the line of Anbiya alayhi salam. Follow in the line of Sahaba, pious people, awliya. Inshallah, there will always be salvation for us. In the end of the day, in this dunya also, Allah will bless us with salvation. In the akhirat also, may Allah grant us the true understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.